Hello, this is Roger Carlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of June 30th and News on the Edge. So it's a happy halfway through 2025. It's hard to believe we're halfway through the year. And this coming weekend is the 4th of July, so we hope everyone has fun plans with friends and family coming up and safe and making sure to hydrate from the heat. And then for those of you who don't know who the Edge Business District Association is, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on three key areas of advocacy, promotion, and education. And we have over 125 businesses now that look to us for guidance. The Edge District goes along Central Avenue from MLK, 9th Street, all the way to 16th Street and 1st Avenue South to 1st Avenue North. So a really dense district. In fact, with all of the forthcoming residential towers that we have planned for the district, we're going to end up being the densest district in the densest city and the densest county in Florida. So, you know, our goal is to help maintain that prosperity, but do it in a sustainable and responsible way. Some of the events that are coming up for the Edge District and nearby. First of all, thank you to everyone who helped pull off Pridetopia in the Edge. That was our after parade party this recent Pride weekend, and it was an amazing time, and just the joy and fun that everybody had was palpable. The 4th of July, there's so many events planned around town, whether it's the pier or nearby. So I always tell folks the Edge is the perfect place for before and after any celebration, and we have over 1,000 parking spaces now. So we've got enough room for everybody to come in and have a great time. Mid-July, July 17th, is the Sunrise Sale. That starts at 6:43 a.m., and this has been going on for 52 years, and it's organized by the Downtown Business Association as a way to help our small businesses and retailers during difficult summer times. And this event lets people wear their pajamas if they want, and it's just great shopping experiences all over town, focusing on the downtown region, Edge District, 4th Street, and nearby. And again, you're helping out small businesses during a very difficult summer, and it's a lot of fun at the same time. Halloween on Central is coming up on October 26th. That's a Sunday from noon to 5. The group is still looking for sponsors and vendors, so go to halloweenoncentral.com for more information on that. This is a community-wide event that has over 100,000 people involved. As far as announcements for the Edge, our new garage is open, and it's got a fantastic low hourly rate. The entrance for the garage is off 1st Avenue North on the west end of the garage. So 1388 1st Avenue North, stop in, nice, shady, safe place to park your car and play all around the district and into the nearby areas as well. For new and coming soon, we've got over a dozen new businesses joining the Edge this summer and fall. Cargo Coffee is officially opened at the ground floor of 930 Central. Amazing drinks and options there, along with some tasty snacks. And that's right next to Blow Dry Bar. Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies at 1041 Central Avenue is coming along very quickly. So we're expecting just maybe a couple more weeks away before they're able to open. They've got their sign up now. It looks great. The Bosphorus Mediterranean restaurant that's next to Moxie. That's quite an ambitious build out, but that's at 1245 Central, and we do expect that to open this year. And then behind Bosphorus is the world famous Amarino Gelato, and they've got locations across 15 different countries. So I think this business may be the one that's most global, and they're opening up a little spot here in St. Pete because they love St. Pete, and they think we're as cool as all the other areas around the world where they're are featured, and it's a Italian gelato, but they source their different ingredients from all over the place. It's a pretty cool, and we can't wait to have them joining our district. Speaking of drinks and dining, we have 39 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge, and some did you knows. Did you know we have a catering company in the Edge? So Creative Catering specializes in weddings, corporate, and celebration catering. And you can find them on the Edge website under Eat and Drink. And did you also know one of our members makes popcorn for fundraisers, events, resale, and client gifts? That's Sunshine City Popcorn in our nearby neighborhood, the Grand Central District. And you can find them on the Edge website under Shop for Food and Beverage. Last couple of Did You Knows. Did you know one of our members will bring their ice cream truck to your event? Pretty cool. And it's got a giant ice cream cone on the front of it. So it's an eye catcher for sure. And that's the mission-driven business, Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Love. And you can find them on our website under Entertainment. Last but not least, did you know Green Bench Brewing, Red Mesa Mercado, Bodega, and Enigma Bar and Lounge all opened up within the same 12-month period about a dozen years ago and forever changed the trajectory of the Edge District? So pretty cool history about those four really successful businesses here in the St. Pete area. And if you're like shopping, you can visit the Edge for that daytime stroll and shop. And I always like those out front rack items where you can get really good deals. So you can just walk down the sidewalks and browse and see what these shops have to offer. And then oftentimes on the weekends, you'll find extra vendors as part of our local shop collaborations that they love to do. And then last but not least about shopping, Mezzo Market is going to return in October. So until then, you can pop in and out of these beautiful air-conditioned retail shops in the Edge District and find a bunch of unique, locally sourced, and just oftentimes you'll get to meet the owner of the shop there at the same time. We've got our new services category on the website, and we would ask you to click on the nonprofits tab under services, because we're supporting over 11 local nonprofits from the Edge Business District Association. And there, some of them are in the district and some of them are very close nearby. So whether you're volunteering, sponsoring, donating, check out all of these amazing missions for our amazing city. Last couple of things for entertainment. There's really endless possibilities to eat, drink, shop, entertain. We do have our free scavenger hunt, and we have 19 hand-painted sand dollars from Creative Clays artist. And we've got 11 more coming soon, so we'll have 30 altogether. But they're hidden all over the district in various businesses inside. So it's a fun way to kind of get out and enjoy the district in a unique way. And if you want to find out more, go to facebook.com/groups/sanddollarhunt. That's a sand dollar hunt. It's a lot of fun here in the district. And then our Edge calendar is filling up fast. So if you ever want to know what's going on with some of our businesses, you can check out events on the menu on the edgedistrict.org website. And that, again, always is filling up. And please, 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 whatever you do, be safe and have a great holiday weekend. And we'll talk to you again soon on News on the Edge.